Blog Talk Radio.
Well, bless the Lord. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. Welcome to Warfare Strategies Review. We've been out for a month. I've been in some pretty intense trainings and certifications. Glory to God. But over the next few days, we're going to do a lot of makeup for the time that we missed on our Saturday reviews. Amen. I promise you, we'll make it all up. Amen. And we'll do it within the next week or two. Glory to God. So we can get right back to the place where we were at. Amen. We're going back through warfare strategies. Amen. That we studied on last year. It's always good to take a look back at the Word of God. Amen. We never know just how much we miss. Amen. And each time that we study and each time that we come into the presence of the Lord, because we have grown from the space where we studied the last time. So this time we're going to be able to see something we didn't see. And I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Even in the midst of this training I just went through, amen, the Lord showed me that I was in the midst of a training that I thought portions of it was very elementary as far as the Word of God was considered. I was like, well, I know all this. I want them to get to the meat of it. I just want them to hurry up and through it. And I made it very boring for myself and very tedious because I felt that way. And the Spirit of the Lord shook me on one day and asked me, what if there were some elements within that I considered to be elementary that I had missed? So I had to slow myself down and listen really carefully to what was being taught. And sure enough, there were elements that I thought I had known already, amen, that I was actually gaining. If I had not listened to the voice of the Lord, I would have missed a lot. And those classes ended up being wonderful and not boring at all. As a matter of fact, it was a bit of an adventure. Added a lot, amen, to my repertoire, glory to God, a lot to my arsenal. Praise God for it, amen. So I was able to get through those trainings and gain those certifications. Because I did listen, and I praise God for times when He does have to stop us in our tracks and shake us and humble us in a matter of speaking. Amen. Because that was very arrogant of me to think that, well, I already know this. I don't need that part. Well, you know, sometimes the Lord has to let us know, you don't even know what spirit you're operating in right now. I give glory to God because He does do that. The Holy Ghost will convict us right where we are, and He'll let us know, glory to God, amen, that spirit that we're operating in is not Him. I honor the Lord for that. I thank Him, amen, because surely the enemy is after us in any way that he can, and sometimes it seems very subtle, amen, and we don't notice it right away when he's right upon us, but the Spirit of the Lord is faithful. And he is true, and he will let us know. He will give us warning even before destruction. He'll let us know what it is that we need to know in the very hour and even before time so that we can prepare, and even for the assaults of the enemy. The Lord is doing that even right now in the midst of the earth. He's sending prophets to and fro, amen, to give warning, amen, to his people. He's telling us even in this hour to stockpile, yes, stockpile survival gear, survival food items, amen, get those things together. Even in this hour, the word of the Lord has gone forth in the earth, and he is telling his people, amen, to put away things. And no, this is not hoarding this time. We're not doing it just for ourselves, because it's not just us, amen, that are at risk in this hour, but it's all the earth. So for our neighbors, we're stockpiling. For our neighbors, we're putting away goods and supplies and survival gear and emergency blankets and first aid kits and all those things. Amen. Everything that the Spirit of the Lord tells you to do in this hour, make sure you're doing it. Amen. If you have not received this word even that I'm saying to you right now, listen, amen, to the voice of the Lord in this hour. Go before him and ask him, what about this word she just spoke? Amen. What about this? What am I to do in this hour? Ask the Lord, and he is faithful and just to let you know exactly what it is that he would have you to do. Glory to God. And then welcome again to Warfare Strategies Review. I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to be back with you once again. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Jesus, hallelujah, we give you glory and we give you honor right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you are the Lord of life. You are the Lord of our hope. You are the Lord of our life. You are our keeper and our deliverer. You are our great salvation. There is none like you anywhere in the earth or even in the heavens. There is none like you. Lord, we honor you for all that you are and all you've done. I'm turning this music down even right now. Lord, we honor you for all that you are and all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace toward each and every one of us. Father, we worship you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. We worship the great I am. We worship the creator of all things. We worship the ancient of days. We worship the wonderful counselor, mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We worship you, O God. We worship you in this hour. We give you glory, O God. We give you glory even where we are right now. O God, for every synapse of our brain, for every beat of our heart, we glorify your name, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord, for peace, Lord, even if it's chaotic on the outside. We give you glory for peace in our souls because your spirit is present to lead us and to guide us. Oh God, we thank you. Oh my God, we thank you for your mighty acts. We thank you, Lord, for your words of truth. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your compassion toward us, oh God. We give you glory. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, we come before you, Lord, even, Lord God, submitting ourselves in this hour, Lord God, and thrusting ourselves on your altar, Lord. Ask you, Lord God, that you forgive us, oh, God, for sins of commission and our omission. Wash us even now, Lord God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Cleanse us, oh, God, of all unrighteousness. Father, we come out of agreement with the works of the flesh. We come out of agreement with the words that the enemy has spoke over our life. We come out of agreement, Lord, with every word cursed, Lord, and every word of witchcraft, Lord God, in the atmosphere. Father, we break it off right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we break off all retaliation. We break off every counterattack. We break off all backlash in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your all consuming fire, oh Lord God, burn up the works of wickedness even in the atmosphere right now, Lord God, as we go forth, oh God, in this review in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Oh God, we glorify you. We give you honor and we give you praise, Lord God. Oh Lord, there'd be no us if it were not for you. And we honor you, Father. We honor you, Lord of life. We honor you, Savior of all. Oh God, we give you glory and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness toward us. Thank you, Lord. Oh Father, I'm asking that you cover all that are sick, Lord God, and afflicted on today. Oh Lord, let your healing virtue flow from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, let it flow even through their bloodstream as the blood does flow. Lord, let your healing virtue flow through them even right now. Bring back homeostasis and equilibrium into their bodies. Oh Lord, remove every affliction and every condition. Oh Lord God, rebuke the word of the enemy over their lives even right now. Oh Lord God, we call for the life right now in the name of Jesus. Live right now in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we speak life to every dry place. We speak life to every dead place. Oh Lord, we burn off the grave clothes even right now, that life might come forth in this hour, even right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Move right now, oh God. Right now, Father, we need you in this hour. Oh, Lord, there's some that crying out in desperation. Hear their cries, oh God, right now. In the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we honor you, oh God. We honor you now, Lord God, and we seal this prayer even in the blood of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God in the highest. Higher. Oh, my God, we give him glory today. Amen. We're in Warfare Strategies. Glory to God. Spiritual Warfare Strategy number 82 is where we left off. Amen. And it is act like the persistent widow. Act like the persistent widow. amen, when we are warring in the spirit, it is imperative that we do self-examination to ensure we are doing nothing to delay our own victories and that of those we intercede on behalf of. Things like doubt, unconfessed sin, unforgiveness, strife, or even turning away from the written word or the rhema word that is spoken out of the mouth of God for us to obey can hinder and will hinder us from breaking through. Amen. Let's look at some scriptures. Romans 10 and 9, it says that if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. Mark 11 and 25, it says, and whatsoever you stand, and whenever you stand praying, if you have nothing against anyone, if you have anything, I'm sorry, against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. 1 Peter 3 and 7. And then these are from the New King James Version. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them, as in your wives, with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Glory to God. These are things that could hinder us in prayer. Amen. Let's keep it in mind. Proverbs 28 and 9, it says, one who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord and live on today. Amen. Let us hear the word of God that we might be even, that we may behave even as the persistent widow, that we do self-examination and make sure as we come before the Lord that we don't have any doubt or unconfessed sin or unforgiveness or strife against anyone, amen, nor any disobedience, that we are obeying the word of God the best that we know how, and if there be a season, amen, that we're not understanding the will of the Lord, amen, the spirit of the Lord will give us that wisdom and knowledge, amen. All we have to do is ask. Now, once we are sure there is no known factors, glory to God, that can hinder our prayers, consider the parable of the persistent widow that Jesus used in Luke 18, 1 through 8 to teach us that we should always pray and not give up. We should always pray and not faint. This example he gives shows us a woman that did just that. Amen. She asked. And she continued to ask. She kept asking. Glory to God. She kept knocking. And she would not stop seeking until her petition was granted. Amen. Luke 18, 1 through 8. It says, then he spoke that men ought to pray and not lose heart, saying there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? My God, my God. Whew, that's something to think about. Spiritual warfare strategy. Number 82, act like the persistent widow. Spiritual warfare strategy number 83, overcome evil with good. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12 and 21, New King James Version. Forgiveness may be the most stealth weapon in our arsenal. God used forgiveness to deliver us out of the camp of the enemy, and in order to remain free, we must always forgive. It's one weapon that I'm certain blindsides the enemy. I'm certain that forgiveness blindsides the enemy, because he'll use people, amen, to come against us in such a way that he thinks that it'll set us up for bitterness. It'll set us up for unforgiveness. Amen. But when we forgive, glory to God, when we use that weapon of forgiveness, it blindsides the enemy. Just think about it for a moment. The barrages of devious attacks that the enemy is responsible for influencing, fully expecting both you and I to succumb to the rejection, bitterness, and the resentment. But God shows us a better, more powerful way that thrusts us out of the pit of the adversary's making and into the light of his presence, where there is peace that surpasses understanding and gifts of wisdom and revelation. Glory to God. Matthew 5:44-45, it says, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. Can we walk in that revelation? If we are unable to forgive and show forth goodness to that, and show forth goodness to that have been evil toward us, glory to God, we ought to be able, amen, to walk in the revelation of that word. Amen. Romans 12:19-21, it says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Spiritual warfare strategy number 83, overcome evil with good. Spiritual warfare strategy number 84, bind retaliation. Bind retaliation. Clearly the adversary loves to retaliate. When David defeated Goliath, there were four of his descendants who were intent on revenge. And then you'll see that in 2 Samuel chapter 21. It's like verses 18 through 22. And also in the book of Luke, we see a description of this demonic tactic. After Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and then for 40 days, after Jesus fasted in the wilderness, amen, and was tempted after his 40-day fast, we read, when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him until the next time. And another word says, and when that's in Luke 4:13, let me go on. NIV describes it as an opportune time. The NLT says the next opportunity. And the King James Version says he departed for a season. Young's literal translation says he departed from him till a convenient time. So we know he is going to come back in an attempt to defeat us once again. Amen. But if we have on the whole armor of God, amen, and if we stand in the presence and in the power of God, there is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. Amen. That is a part of our inheritance in the Lord. Amen. We see in Scripture the battle that Jesus experienced in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he asked the Father three times to let the cup of suffering pass from him. But Jesus pressed through it all to redeem our souls. The opposition to his purpose was so great that he prayed more earnestly in agony, and his sweat was as great drops of blood. See Luke 22:39-44. But there is no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper. Nevertheless, the enemy will absolutely take his best shot. When we take a stand against the works of darkness, thwarting the plans of the enemy, we do damage to his kingdom. And of course, he will want to stop us and retaliate, sometimes immediately, but also he will lie in wait for the most opportune time when we don't expect him to strike. And he usually tries to wait until we are the most vulnerable. Wise warriors expect backlash and guard against it. And he knows it, so he will try to wait. until we are physically or emotionally weak. When in battle, don't fear retaliation. Don't fear retaliation because fear opens the door. Don't fall for the threats or words of intimidation. Apostle LeClaire suggests that rather than fear retaliation, we should become retaliation. Rather than walking in a defense posture, we should go forth on the offense and remain there. Following every war, bind retaliation in Jesus' name or in the name of Yeshua, releasing the glory of God and walking in the peace and protection of God. If the enemy hits, hit back and continue walking from your place of victory. Spiritual warfare strategy number 84, bind retaliation. Glory to God. I decree my life. Amen. I'm just going to give you some decrees. Amen. From this point, glory to God. Wait a minute. Is that what I want to do? Yes, I do. Amen. I'm going to decree some things over your life, and we're going to end, amen, this session for today. Amen. And we'll come back tomorrow with spiritual warfare number 85, declaring God's vindicating power. Amen. Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, I decree my life is submitted to God, so the devil must flee. James 4:7. I decree I am anointed to destroy the works of the devil against me. 1 John 3:8. I decree demonic delays against my breakthrough are abolished in the name of Jesus. I decree every evil habitation in our souls is cast out now in Jesus' name. I decree the hand of the thief is bound from meddling in my affairs in the name of Jesus. I decree confusion into the enemy's camp, and every assignment against our lives are canceled in the name of Jesus. I decree everything. I put my hands to prosper as in Deuteronomy 15:10 in the name of Jesus. I decree I walk in divine health. 2 John 1:2 in Jesus' name. Lord God, we come against every retaliation, every counterattack of the enemy, even right now as we end this session. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, I release peace, oh God, and prosperity over your people. I release, Lord God, oh my God, even now, Lord God, and the knowledge and the wisdom and the counsel and the might, Lord God, of your spirit upon them, Lord. Oh, Father, give each and every one a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, a thirst after truth, a thirst after your presence, even right now. As we go forth into our day, God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Until next time, amen. Mm-hmm.